Hello and welcome to Astro Booth. I'm here to keep you updated on the latest astrological events, helping you stay attuned and make the best decisions and plans for the following week. As we approach the final week of summer, let's explore the cosmic currents shaping our decisions, emotions, and actions. This week is not only a transition into a new lunar cycle, but also a time to prepare for the dynamic shift September will bring. So whether you're planning a vacation, making important decisions, or seeking balance in your daily life, this episode provides detailed guidance and practical advice based on the current cosmic influences. I'll cover what to expect, how to act, and what to avoid, whether you're an astrology enthusiast or just curious about how the stars influence your daily life. There is something here for everyone. So let's dive in. As we enter the week of August 26 to September 2nd, the skies are busy with powerful alignments and transitions. The week kicks off with a Venus-Neptune opposition, casting a dreamy and indulgent energy over us. You might feel a strong urge to indulge in luxury or make grand purchases. While it's okay to treat yourself, be mindful of your resources. This is a time when beauty, comfort, and pleasure take center stage, but balance is key. Venus isn't just interacting with Neptune. It also engages with Mars, Uranus, and Pluto, creating a potent mix of passion and unpredictability. Relationships might feel intense, with a heightened risk of jealousy and conflicts, especially over money or property. The influence of Lilith on the South Node brings karmic debts and unresolved issues to the forefront. It's a period where love, understanding, and acceptance are essential to navigate these challenges. But let's look closer at the week. The week begins with the Moon in Gemini remaining in this sign till Wednesday, a time characterized by mental activity and communication. However, the energy is restless, and the potential for stress is high. Monday might be particularly nerve-wracking, with events that test your patience. Past mistakes could resurface, and any decisions or actions taken now may reveal their flaws later. During this time, it's best to avoid long journeys, new job applications, or significant purchases. Unexpected news or revelations could disrupt your plans, and the risk of accidents and conflicts is elevated. It's time to be careful, avoid unnecessary risks, and focus on organizing and decluttering your environment. Emotionally, this period could bring misunderstandings and manipulations, so keep communication clear and straightforward. As the Moon shifts into Cancer on Wednesday evening, the focus turns inward. This is a time to nurture yourself and those you love. Family, health, and domestic matters take precedence, making an ideal period for self-care, medical checkups, and home-related tasks. With Mercury turning direct on Thursday, the energy starts to stabilize, allowing for future planning and decision-making. Things that were at halt will suddenly get a push forward. Thursday and Friday are perfect for relaxation and recharging. However, energy levels might be low, so it's crucial to rest and avoid overexertion. Use this time to address real estate issues or any matters related to your living space. As the weekend approaches, the Moon enters Leo and will be holding the throne till Monday morning, bringing a burst of creative and emotional energy. This is a time to express yourself, seek out joy, and connect with others. Whether it's through travel, social gatherings, or spending time with loved ones, This period is all about finding reasons to celebrate and enjoy life. For those preparing for the new school year, this weekend is perfect for last-minute shopping or organizing. The Leo Moon also favors communication, learning, and any work involving information and documents. It's a time to engage in activities that bring you happiness and fulfillment. With the Moon transitioning to Virgo on Monday morning, marking the start of a new Moon phase, it's important to take time to pause and observe, allowing the energies to settle before taking any new actions. The Virgo Moon emphasizes health, work, and practical matters, making it important to focus on these areas as we enter the eclipse corridor. The new moon signals a period of introspection and adjustment, where the seeds for future growth are planted. It's a time to reflect on past actions and their consequences, preparing yourself for the changes that the upcoming eclipse season will bring. Avoid major decisions or actions during this time, as the energies are still in flux. And now, as promised, let's have a sneak peek into the energies of the month of September. As we prepare to step into September, it's clear that this month will be pivotal and shape the rest of the year 2024. The new moon on September 3rd opens the autumn eclipse corridor, which will influence our lives until November. The lunar eclipse on September 18th will particularly highlight issues related to work, health, and daily routines. This is a time to address any lingering health concerns and make necessary adjustments in your professional life. Early September also sees a significant conjunction of Venus, Lilith, and the South Node in Libra, bringing past relationships and karmic lessons to the surface. It's a period where fairness, honesty, and integrity will be tested, especially in partnerships. The key is to navigate these challenges with truthfulness and avoid manipulative behaviors. As Mars enters Cancer on September 5th, it begins an extended stay due to its retrograde later in the year. This transit will stir up significant storylines in work, health, and personal challenges, urging us to take proactive steps in these areas. The highlight of mid-September is a harmonious trine between Jupiter and Venus on the 15th, a time ripe for new opportunities, relationships, and material gains. Towards the end of the month, a grand trine between the Sun, Uranus, and Pluto will boost our creativity and confidence, helping us to bring our ideas to life. September, as you can see, is set to be months of transformation and growth, laying the groundwork for the remainder of 2024. As we move through this week and into the new month, stay attuned to the energies around you. Use them wisely and remember that every challenge is an opportunity for growth. Stay tuned for the upcoming zodiac sign forecasts, which I will be delivering later this week. And don't forget that if you like this podcast, subscribe, like, and share it with the ones you love. And soon I will be back with more useful tips based on the cosmic energies. Until next time, stay inspired, stay positive, and keep your eyes on the stars. Thank you.